Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam, I am fresh out of jail.
And Mark.
And you can, again, dial in about anything as always. Of course, if you've got a question for Sam, now would be an ideal time for you to call and do that. 1-800-259-9231. It is the show about absolutely anything. So you can take control of the airwaves. But we, of course, have Sam with us, so we're going to talk about his experience and why it is that he's sitting here with us today when he's been in jail since April 13th. Did you keep track of how many days it was, Sam?
I stopped counting after the first 4 weeks or so. It just, you know, I was just focusing on what I could do from inside there and the things that I wanted to learn about. And I was doing some spiritual development, things like that. And, you know, counting the days, especially when you're being held indefinitely, not a real value in that. So
a brief recap here. Basically, you were arrested for recording video in a public court lobby, and then you were held indefinitely by order of Judge Burke here at the Keene District Court in New Hampshire, held indefinitely because you were using your supposed right to remain silent. You know, the thing they say every time that somebody's about to get questioned by the police, you have the right to remain silent. Well, apparently you don't have the right to remain silent. Or I guess you have the right to remain silent, but they have the right to keep you in a jail cell if you do
and
remain
deny
silent.
You your rights, correct.
Yeah, so they did that. They kept you there, and you weren't giving them your so-called legal name, even though after a couple weeks, they figured out what your legal name was because you did give them fingerprints. They ran the fingerprints, and they pulled up your information from that. So they had your legal name, but they still wanted you to bow down to them and essentially bestow it upon them to supplicate yourself to their supposed authority and give them voluntarily of your own volition your legal name, which you never did. The entire time you were in jail, you never once broke on that particular issue. But they let you out anyway. And as somebody pointed out, I think it was Puke over at the Free Keene Forum, he pointed out that, well, wait a minute, I thought this was a really dangerous thing to let somebody out of jail without knowing their name. I mean, that's what all the excuses were from the status, was that, well, we need to know his name. What if he's a child molester or what? You know, whatever sort of silly nonsense they threw out there to justify their demands.
Right, they come up with all kinds of justifications for this. The reason that we threw him in jail is he can't film in the lobby. What if there's some raped women in there? You know, yeah. Like all this stuff that they talk about. And, you know, it just doesn't comport with reality.
Well, and so if it were a big deal, they should have kept him in the jail. But today, out of nowhere, they decided to turn you loose. What happened today?
Well, I was sitting in the gymnasium there reading a book.
The multi-purpose
room. Oh, yes, sorry.
Room.
Sorry.
If you call it a gymnasium, you can't make people sleep in it.
Or have 28 people using one bathroom and no shower in there. It was lovely. So I'm sitting there, they're like, get your stuff, come on, you're coming with us. Of course, they never tell you where you're going because they don't want the other inmates to know. And I had loads of stuff that I had accumulated over my time there from legal papers.
You sure did. You had more stuff coming out of jail after 2 months than I had coming out of prison after 8.5 years.
Hey, the Free Staters took care of me when it came to commissary time, so I bought lots of junk food for what I figured was my last week. And I was just pigging out all week and eating and working out and so forth, regaining my strength. And so I loaded it all onto the bed, could barely drag the mattress out of there. And once I got out, one of the guards that was really friendly to me got me some shoes and was really, you know, pleasant the entire time. He's like, good news, you're getting out. And they found you, or they're giving you a PR bond, which is a personal recognizance bond. Mm-hmm. Essentially, they just want a signature and you to agree to the terms and so forth.
Now, it used to be $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000 cash.
And then it was reduced to what was it reduced to?
$5,000 personal recognizance, which means I sign and don't have to give any money.
But you weren't willing to sign their papers.
No. Well, I mean, they were still asking for terms that were unlawful. Number one, the judge never... Okay, there's several parts to a bail form. And, you know, there's the normal terms, and then the judge can add additional terms if he makes a determination that either, A, they're required to keep these additional terms or requirements are needed in order to ensure my appearance at trial, or B, if I'm a danger to the community.
So what they did was originally it was $10,000 cash is what you'd have had to put down to get out of jail in order to move the process along.
Right.
And they still wanted your name. Then when the judge changed it, he still wanted your home address and your name, your so-called legal name, but he was willing to waive the $10,000 and make it into a $5,000 personal recognizance, meaning you wouldn't have to pay the $5,000, but if you didn't show up for trial, then you would have to pay $5,000, isn't it?
Yes. And then they also, I had to give them my address, and I had to let them know before I moved anywhere, I'd have to go in writing, tell the court, this is where I'm moving to, and then I could move.
Which you were not interested in doing any of that, so you didn't accept his offer in that particular case. And now all of a sudden today, they come to let you out saying, oh, now it's just PR without even any money attached to it. But just sign this form, right?
Well, so they told me that, and they put the paperwork down. And I said, you know, it depends on, I'm not going to sign it if the conditions are not acceptable. And again, he didn't make this determination as to whether I'm a threat to the community or that these additional terms are needed in order for me to appear at trial. And that's significant because that's what you can challenge in the higher court on and say this is unlawful. So again, Burke's playing little legal games with his forms to keep me in jail and keep me from being able to challenge
his decisions.
Isn't
that what lawyers do, though? I mean,
well, he's a judge. He's supposed to be independent, neutral.
A lawyer
party.
In a dress.
Exactly. So I read through it and I'm like, I hate to tell you guys, but I can't, you know, there's four guards standing around. They're rooting for me. I think some of them were.
Most people would take the deal, and that's what they figure you're going to do. They figure if they just keep cutting it back and keep making better and better offers, mm-hmm. then you'll eventually say, all right, fine, I want out of here, and you'll take the deal.
Yeah.
But you stood firm the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, they pulled me back into holding and told me, go ahead, we're going to change your clothes now. And I'm like, wait a minute, I need to read this. And when I told them no, I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't sign this because this is no different than the last one. They're just telling me that I have to go and give the address now within 72 hours or they're going to demand $5,000 from me. They also added on that I can't be in possession of firearms, which I'm already in violation of because I have firearms. So, you know, what is it I'm supposed to do? How can I possibly agree to this agreement that I'm violating from day one?
As though there's any evidence that you're a violent person?
Yeah, and if so, why didn't they do that on the previous two bail forms that the same judge issued?
Hmm.
So he said, well, the bail commissioner will be here in an hour. So they put me back in the holding cell, and I waited there for a little bit. The bail commissioner gets there and does some paperwork and so forth. And he calls me out, and I let him know that these are unlawful terms, that the judge hasn't made this determination and has no right to, you know, impose these additional conditions. And he said, so you're not going to accept this? I'm like, nope. And he goes, well, what the hell did I come out here for?
He thought you'd be like everybody else who, most people that go through there are just looking for an excuse to get out.
Sure.
And he was wrong about you.
They'd do anything to get out. They'd do anything. They'd say anything to get out. And, you know, they don't even understand what to do with a guy like Sam who's like, I don't accept your offer. You don't want to get out of jail? And
let me back to myself.
That's what they did. They actually go, well, they kind of looked at each other like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And put him back in the holding cell. So they put me back in the holding cell.
This is something that they do tend to do, is they try to puff themselves up and look look scarier than they actually are. I mean, yes, it is a real reality that you have been in jail for nearly 2 months. So they are very serious about hurting you and taking you away from your life. And luckily, Sam, you have the personal finances to be able to weather a few months in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a unique position where, you know, the only entity really counting on you is your kitty cat. And we managed to get that taken care of on the outside. So you're in a unique position. A lot of people, they've got families to take care of. They've got a whole bunch of bills to pay. And they wouldn't be able to make those hard choices to say, you know what, I don't want your offer, I'll just stay here. And so they put you back in the cell to get you to sweat it out, because that's at least what I think. They wanted you to think, oh, I was so close, maybe I should have just signed that. Okay, guys, I'll sign it.
Yeah, pretty much. So then they talk amongst themselves 5-10 minutes or so. They bring me back out, and he starts to go over the bail agreement with me, and I'll continue that when we get back from the break.
All right, 800-259-9231. Sam is with us from obscuredtruth.com. He's back, and we're glad to have him. I'm not sure how long you're going to stay on the show. You're welcome to stay for the whole thing. It's up to you. I know that you're out, and so you probably have a whole bunch of things that you could be spending your time on. More on the way. If you've got a question for him, dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site are completely free. And some of our features aren't on our website, like the Facebook profile. Our Facebook group is available for you, and you can join it, become a fan, as they are called, at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's Facebook. www.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Coming up here toward the end of this month, 25th through the 28th, you can join us. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. Join us and join hundreds of other liberty-minded people. All hanging out at the same campground up in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's put on by the Free State Project. Hundreds of liberty-minded people together, having a good time, socializing, getting to know one another, plotting, doing all kinds of things. All lots of various different outdoorsy, family fun activities, and activities that single people will enjoy as well. There's just a lot to do at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you can get all the details over at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, Porkfest. PRCFEST.com to get yourself signed up. So we continue with our special guest tonight, who is normally a co-host on the show when he's not in jail, as he has been for the past nearly two full months since April 13th, his arrest for videotaping in a public court lobby, and then his indefinite detention, which I guess is at this point definite, but it was indefinite, for essentially not revealing his legal name on a voluntary basis to his captors, even though they knew what the legal name was in the first place. So it's just been an absolute debacle. It's been just a pathetic look inside how arbitrary the justice system is, and anybody that's been paying attention to this, I can't imagine how anybody could look at this case as long as it's gone on and look at all of the absurdities that have occurred and still continue to take the state side, but yet they are out there. The supporters of the state love to say things like, "Well, Sam, you're just doing this to yourself."
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is you. It's all your fault that this happened.
You should have just given him your name.
Yeah, you should just be, hey, why don't you stop rocking the boat and just bow down and do what they're demanding? You'll get out sooner.
But, you know, it's funny. The judge never actually once cited a law requiring me to give my name, to give the address that he wanted.
Nor did he cite a law that required you to not film in the court lobby. I mean, what originally started all this was the fact that he'd arrested Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com for doing the very same thing. Dave was a little more cooperative, so he was released after an hour. But you were there protesting Dave's arrest by engaging in the same activity and recording. What was on the wall was essentially an unsigned piece of paper, could have been typed up by absolutely anybody, that was ostensibly an order from the judge, but there was no evidence to prove that. And that's what you pointed out when you were in the court lobby, is you said, well, this says you can't have cameras, but it's not signed by anybody. But that didn't matter. They arrested you anyway.
Yep, they sure did.
So let's pick up the story where we were. You were in jail today, just like any other day. You weren't expecting to get out until the trial that they scheduled for you, which is on Monday. And so all of a sudden they say, well, come on, you're getting out of here. And they offered you these new bail terms, which you did not agree to. They put you back in the cell for 10 or 15 more minutes. Then they came back. And what happened at that point?
So then after 10 or 15 minutes, they let me out again, and the bail commissioner's there. And he just starts reading off the terms of the agreement. And I let him know, well, you know, this is unlawful. I don't agree to this. I'm already in violation of this. There's no way I would sign this. And my lawyer's going to be here in 10 minutes because I had an appointment at 3 with my attorney, the new attorney, to come out. And I'm not signing anything until he gets here, and I want legal counsel. And so he just keeps reading away on his form. And
I'm ignoring this lunatic. I'm just going to keep reading.
He said, oh, yeah. He said, well, I don't care about your counsel. And I said, okay, hold on just a minute. And then I reached over. I have my big tote bin full of stuff right next to me off to the left. I dig through the papers there, and I pull out a big yellow notepad, and I write, bail commissioner, quote, I don't care about your counsel. He's looking over my shoulder, along with, like, there were now 8 guards standing there watching all of this occur.
They've never seen anything like this happen.
So I finished that quote, and I said, okay, now go ahead. What were you saying? And he continues reading off on the bail, and then he says some other smart remark that's just absurd. So I hold on and write that down, and I just start taking notes. And
what's your name again, sir?
So I've said, you know, I'm not going to sign this. And he goes, well, and you owe me $40. And I just look at him. And he's like, well, why did I come out here? You owe me $40 for this, too.
By what obligation?
And then he goes, Well, or I guess...
So this is a bondsman?
This is the... not a bondsman. This is the bail commissioner.
Why would you pay the bail commissioner?
Because he said so, Mark. You owe him.
Because he came to the jail, apparently.
Is he a government official?
I think so, yeah.
Why would you be paying, giving a bribe over to a government official?
Because he made a personal house call that I didn't ask for.
And?
Services rendered, Mark. You owe. Pay up.
But he looks,
that's how all government
after
works,
he
right?
makes that demand, he looks at me and then he looks at the jailers and he's like, or I guess you guys are going to pay it. Or he didn't know what to do. And then eventually he just, I said, you know, he goes, do you understand this? And I said, no, I do not understand. I want my attorney here. His name is so-and-so.
When you say that you understand, you accept what they're saying.
Yeah, I think so.
That's one of the things that they that the outside the system, I guess not really outside the system, but the
commercial law
people, the people that are basically trying to throw a wrench into the system from inside it and to not cooperate within their structure, they say that whenever a judge or one of the government bureaucrats asks you, do you understand, they'll say, blah, 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 do you understand?
The answer is no.
Even if it sounds like English to you, it may not actually be English. It may very well be them speaking in their legalese
sure,
language.
Sure, they can say person, and what they mean by a person from a legal standpoint does not necessarily mean what you and I think of a person. You think of a person as a, you know,
flesh and blood.
Right, this primate-looking hairless monkey with two eyes, a nose, a mouth on the top of their head, that kind of thing. However, it could very well be a file folder that's an incorporated entity that they call
both.
A personal.
It's both.
Yes,
I mean, it's
both.
Two things together.
It could be either.
That's their definition in their legal land world. Now, I'm not saying that answering the question, do you understand, with the answer, no, I don't understand, and then asking them a question back is going to keep you out of a jail cell. I used that tactic when I was in the secret star chamber with Judge Burke, and, you know, it seemed to upset him quite a bit.
Yeah, but he didn't like the idea that you said you didn't understand. Oh, you understand, yeah. Mister.
Right. No, I don't understand. And I kept saying that I didn't understand, so I love the approach. I think it really throws him for a loop. Because they're used to people just saying, yeah, whatever you say. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he didn't know what to do, so he finished reading off his form. And when it was clear I was not going to consent to those terms or sign his paper, he's just, fine, I'm done here. And he turned and walked out. And then the jail decides.
What a performance.
Then the jail tells me they're under order of the court to release me and hold me no longer. They have to push me out. And I said, well, I haven't agreed to these bail terms. Are you forcing them upon me? And they're like, well, yes, we have to let you go. I said, well, I want that in writing. And they're like, well, the court can't issue that. I said, well, no, I want it from the jail that this is what you guys are doing and this is what you're forcing me to accept these terms. Well,
just get out.
They grabbed my arm and started escorting me out in the prison uniform.
Right.
Still.
But that's how badly they wanted you gone.
Normally, they want you to give their clothes back before
not in
you
my
leave.
Case.
You are sitting here right now, cam.freetalklive.com. You're sitting here in your prison clothes in the studio. You can see it for yourself at cam.freetalklive.com. If you've got a question for Sam, he's here with us, 1-800-259-9231. Jail stories coming up. Whatever else, it's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam. And you can, by the way, see the webcam with Sam sitting here in his prison garb at cam.freetalklive.com. You can tune into all the live streams at listen.freetalklive.com.
I've been using Unicure hair and skin conditioner for the last year now, and it'll give you beautiful hair like mine and soft, baby smooth skin. I really do love this product and have been getting it on my own, and I do recommend it for you. If you have any kind of skin problems, itching or rashes or things like that, Unicure is great for it. It's a skin conditioner. I personally use it for hair styling, but I also use it for regular hair conditioner. Its gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. So if you have a dye issues or fragrance issues, this is good for you. It's Unicure at unicure.com. It's 1-888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
So you, after being in jail for nearly 2 full months, Sam, were unceremoniously removed today by order of the same judge who put you in there for what was originally supposed to be an indefinite period of time, and they were supposed to be very concerned about the fact that you wouldn't give your legal name, and we can't just let somebody out who doesn't just give their legal name, but then they did just let somebody out who didn't give their legal name, and you didn't comply with their process, you didn't sign their bail paperwork. Did you sign anything that they put in front of you?
Commissary receipts. That was really it.
Right. So no contractual agreements or anything like that.
The commissary, the property, when they would take my property or to get the books in that you sent, That was really it. And even though as I signed everything as John Doe, there was one point where the police had identified me, they switched over to using my legal name and started mm-hmm. calling me by that. So sometimes I wouldn't even respond to it. And they would put it on the forms, and I would still sign the forms as John Doe. And one time I did that, and the CEO just gave me this disheartened look, like, why did you do that? And then one of the other prisoners was talking to one of the guards about me and the situation and so forth, and the guard said, if that guy's so smart, then why doesn't he just sign his real name and then he could get out of here? So I think they were trying to get me to sign my legal name so they could say, we've identified him and kick him out.
Maybe.
But never worked.
So they still accepted your paperwork, your signatures, even though you were signing John Doe.
Right. And sometimes I'd scratch out the name and change it back to John Doe.
The only thing I had to sign when I was in there, the only thing that they wanted me to sign was the receiving the property mm-hmm. paperwork. Basically say, okay, well, we've got this from you, this wallet, and we've got this and this and this. And so I would sign all rights, I had all rights reserved, and then I would sign under that.
Boy, all these tricks, you know, they took my blood and sent it to the FBI.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. I think what I'm getting at here is if you want to try to go down a non-cooperative path, not signing the bail paperwork and not giving your name and all of these are options for you. You can do some, or you can do all, or you can do none. It's completely up to you.
You know, they're going to make it seem like the world is just crashing in on you. They'll do everything they can to trick you, to lie to you, to make you feel like you're all alone. Everybody's forgotten about you. I mean, the first night, one of the senior officers there, one of the shift commanders, came in and said, you know, your friend was here earlier. I don't know what his name was. And, of course, there were like half a dozen or a dozen protesters outside.
Yeah, your friend.
And he said one. I don't remember his name, but they're gone now. And he just wanted me to feel like I'm forgotten about and, you know, now I'm here all alone. Why don't you, you want something to eat? Why don't you give us your name? And on and on. They never stopped.
So they pushed you out the door. You were still wearing your jail clothes. And how did you end up getting back? Normally you'd have to walk home, right? But actually, what they told me when I was getting out of that same jail was that you had to have somebody there with a driver's license to pick you up.
Right. So actually that did happen.
They waived that rule or no?
Well, no. Lauren and Jim showed up. One of the legal backup team was watching the court filings, I believe through PACER is the system, and saw that this order had come through, got the alert, let Jim and Lauren know, and they came out with Charlie. And
as an aside, I would like to find out what this PACER thing is, because when they had come out with the order in a past case, they demanded that people go down to the court to pick it up. And I said, well, can't you just fax it? Oh, no, we can't do that. So it made me feel like, well, these government bureaucrats, and it figured to me that they were still stuck in the Stone Age. You know, they probably had a fax machine, but they weren't going to fax anything to me, and that they still do everything by mail. But now it sounds to me like there's some online system that...
Yeah, where you can see what's been added in the case files.
Is it public?
No, I think it's a subscription service that you have to pay for or something that. I don't know the details of it, but I know there's certain cases. I'm not even sure which ones go in there, but... Mm-hmm. It's a way to see things as they happen or pretty quickly after.
So he sent the alert to some of the other activists in the area.
Right.
They responded quickly. They came out there, picked you up. You called the Porcupine 411, which is this wonderful service that we have here in New Hampshire that was started by Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us. It's basically a phone number with a 603 area code, so it's here in New Hampshire based. And anybody who's got information about whether it's the cops on the side of the road doing a speed trap, or whether it's Sam getting out of jail, or whatever the information is that you want to get out to the activists. Maybe you've been pulled over, or you've got an encounter with a police officer and you want to record the encounter. That's one of the things it's useful for. There have been a number of different uses for the Pork 411 service, but you made a phone call to Pork 411 before you called anybody else, and you sent out the message that you were free, and that hit the internet, and all kinds of blogs exploded, and Twitters and Facebook postings.
And then after I hung up on the Pork 411, I decided, you know, I think I'm going to walk around the jail.
Really?
So all the prisoners inside could see that I'm outside in the orange.
Because that's not allowed, right?
No.
If you're on work release, right. You can't wear the orange out, right?
Right. So I walked around waving to the windows. I even made it back around to the yard where they used to let us out during the day, and they had didn't close the door because I don't think they were expecting me to go around the jail. They were thinking, no, he's going to get the hell out.
Right. This is the fact that they kicked you out in the oranges says to me, and having some experience in this area, that this was an emergency as far as they were concerned. Now, this is completely unheard of.
It doesn't make sense, though.
If they had planned for this, they would have clothes from the local secondhand store in your size.
Well, they had my clothes there. So
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, they didn't even have time to let you switch your clothing.
Well, no. They offered, and I said, I need to read these terms, and if I can't agree to them, then I'm not going anywhere. And they're like, you don't have any choice. I don't think they wanted to undress me and redress me into my own clothes, and so they just grabbed my arm, and slowly I just sort of drifted with them wherever they were guiding me, and then one let go, and I just sort of started to stop, and the supervisor guy was kind of gently pushing my back and made sure he kept a gentle pressure so that I would keep moving forward towards the door, and as soon as he lightened up, I slowed down.
That is so funny.
And then two or three more come out carrying my stuff, my books, and the commissary, and the tote bin, and all of that.
Wow, they even helped you get out.
On the benches. So two or three of them said, you know, good luck, Mr. Dotson, or Mr. Miller is the name they used. And I saw a few of them outside smoking, and they're like, hey, good luck, and we wish you the best. Because I had a conversation last night with one of the guards who let me know in not so many words that he couldn't talk to about me or, you know, say, hey, I respect you for what you're doing. But he kind of implied that people who stand up for what they believe in and are willing to do something about it, he really respects. And, you know, he sees some of the problems in the system.
Wow.
He understands that this is the way it is, though. And, you know, how do we change it? And so I talked about, well, it's going to be through educating and enlightening the people so that they understand these are the problems inherent in this, in the design of this current system that we have. And once they understand and see it the way I do, things will change.
So you feel as though then you had a real impact your time in this jail.
On the jailers, on the prisoners, on the probably 250,000 people that have heard about this story, absolutely.
Let's come back and talk about the impact that you were able to observe, maybe some changes that you observed in the guards and the prisoners as well.
Sure.
In your nearly 2 months behind bars. Sam is with us from obscuredtruth.com. And I'm sure you're happy to get back to your video work. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, your show, you bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining me tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. You know, Mark, we did this extended edition of the show last night, the podcast internet only version of the program after the radio show was over. We did a really extended edition, like an hour and 20 minutes extra was included in last night's podcast. But I realized we didn't do our normal lengthy amp sales pitch like we normally do.
Yeah, well, we'll do it some other time.
But amplifiers are the people that are really helping this show out. They're doing more than just listening to the show and visiting advertisers. They're actually coming up with $3 a month at the very least and contributing it to the AMP program, which AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take that money in and we reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, as an amplifier, you get some perks, too, to sweeten the deal. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines in the chat room and more. In fact, amplifiers usually get access to Free Talk Live beta, things that are in testing mode. They get access to that. In fact, we're going to be testing out a new show prep system here shortly. We had begun testing one of them recently.
And very beta.
Now we're going to be testing another one. So we're still in beta. Eventually, it'll be released to everybody, but the amplifiers are the people that get the first clue on stuff like that. So if you want to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us get on more stations like we just announced today. We've got a brand new one in Tallahassee, a brand new one in Paris, Illinois. It's all being made possible by listeners like you contributing $3 a month. And to be honest with you, and we always are honest, but to be specifically honest on this topic,
to continue to lie, to
continue being honest, the AMP program has had a tough few weeks here. The last three, four weeks, we've dipped down a little bit. I mean, there are always new people coming on to the AMP program, but unfortunately, the amount of people leaving the AMP program has exceeded. Plus, we've lost a handful of platinums as well, which are $25 a month supporters. So we have dipped down a little bit. And if you've been thinking about getting behind the show and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, there's no better time to do it than as soon as possible. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us get the show out to more ears around the world. That's amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we are talking with Sam about his experiences. Just got fresh out of jail here, not even out for 5 hours yet. I think you got out, 3:30 or something like that this afternoon?
Yeah, about that.
So you are out, and by the way, our other activist friend, Andrew Carroll, is still inside that very same jail. They had separated the two of you. He was upstairs in population. You were downstairs in the so-called multi-purpose room with 20-something other people all sharing one bathroom. So they put the two activists in two different places in the jail, apparently so they could influence as many people as possible.
Nice of them.
Yeah. So our best wishes to Andrew, who hopefully will be out here within the next few days. But let's go to before we continue talking about your experiences, let's go to the phones. We do have somebody who wants to talk to you. If you've got a question for Sam, he's with us until further notice, maybe Sam for the whole show here. Rich is on the line in New Hampshire. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Sam.
Hello, gang.
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I had a really good laugh about this. About Sam getting released, still wearing his jail clothes. I just love that. And it reminds me of a true story, something that happened to a friend of mine. He happens to be a rather gregarious queen in California. And one time he was sunbathing in the nude in his backyard.
Oh, my.
And somehow a neighbor somehow looked over the fence and somehow saw him and called the police. So they came into the backyard and arrested him.
Wow.
And before hauling him off, they said they ordered him to put on some clothes. And he basically told them, screw you. If you're going to arrest me in my own backyard for sunbathing in the nude, you're going to take me downtown in the nude. And
oh,
so
man.
They did.
Man. It's a heck of a story. Now, what does that have to do with Sam again?
It's just a good jail story.
Trying to imagine this.
It's just the idea of being kicked out. Just get out of here.
They were done with me.
They had
enough at the last part of when I was talking to the bail commissioner and letting him know that I was not understanding and willing to comply with this. I had an audience of about 8 guards, and they were standing there just stunned. So it was fun. It was really kind of surreal as they were opening the doors for me. I remember Lauren when they got rid of her out of jail, and they started opening the doors for her and, like, please leave, same kind of feeling. And the guy had gentle pressure on my back. As soon as he let off, I just slowed down and came out carrying my totes. And then I got to see them all smoking outside and doing shift change and so forth. So I was talking to them, saying hi to them. And I can't imagine what the other prisoners are thinking, seeing this guy in orange outside walking around the jail.
I'm sure they were very happy for you.
Probably.
Some of them were jerks, as you were telling me off the air. We might get to some of the inside the jail stories. Rich, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, all joking aside, Sam, you are definitely to be commended for not signing anything. Most people would and do cave under similar circumstances.
Yeah, well, and I came close a couple times because, it does kind of weigh down on people. And without having all of the Free State activists there working on the outside, without all of the letters and the cards and the visits, I mean, people came out every single week to come in, sit down. They drove 30 minutes at least from Keene or even further away to come sit down and talk to me, people I've never met before, new movers that were here. I mean, it was phenomenal, and without that support, I wouldn't have lasted.
So thank you to everybody out there who got behind Sam, and thank you, Rich, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe you want to know what it's like to be on the inside of, do they call jails the big house, or is that prison?
That's prison.
Prison's the big house?
I think they call it the pokey.
The pokey jail is the pokey?
Yes.
County.
Like one of the many words.
I'm just looking for the slang, man. That's all. So I just want to get the slang correct. I don't want to sound too inexperienced here. I was only in for 3 days. Sam was in for probably close to 60. And so if you've got questions, 1-800.
They generally refer to it as the county.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, Sam, I mean, reflections on the impact that you had. And this is a jail that has had other activists in the past. Russell Canning from the New Hampshire Free Press, one of the earlier civil disobedience non-cooperative activists here, one of the people that inspired me to move to the area. He has been in that jail in the past. You, I think, has probably made the biggest splash of all as far as being there the longest and really... I think making a difference. Yeah, I don't have to say that Russell didn't make a difference. I know that he probably touched
some
people.
You make it seem like being in jail is a good thing. Being in jail is a bad thing. Standing for principle, getting things done, and having the teeth to back it up, which Sam knows has studied the law and has some understanding and has backed himself up. The simple willingness to go to jail is, I don't think, necessarily a laudable, particularly a virtue.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see where you're coming from. I sort of agree with that. For me, I feel like it was the right thing to do. It was the right time in my life for it. I feel like this is what the universe or God kind of lined up for me to experience. And I was able to make an effective use of my time in there, learn about some things that I really needed to learn about. It gave me some direction on the documentary that I'm producing and where
about
I'm
the jail, the one about the jail?
Not about that one. Oh, okay. Actually, a different one. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Okay.
But, you know, it gave me some direction in life. The right books from the library kept falling into my hands at just the right time. And it was, for me, an amazing experience. And at the same time, I understand what Mark's saying. It's also very non-productive from... you know, there's just so much more that you can do outside of jail.
And there's no doubt about that.
Well, I think that in your circumstances, the things that you decided to stand for in this, I think you proved a point and you're going to win. And, you know, but only because you're willing to fight the fight afterwards.
Right.
I think that going into jail, sitting there for a while, either getting let out or deciding that you'll do whatever it takes to get out, it doesn't accomplish much. I think other than you know, hoping, other than attracting other people to.
That is something that is important. It accomplished. I think Sam has accomplished a lot, but I agree that there was more that he could have had more options available to him if he was on the outside. But being on the inside allows you to do things that you otherwise would not have been able to do.
Did you listen to what I said?
Yeah.
What Sam did worked, and he did it right.
Right. Okay. And I'm pointing out that what he did, I'm pointing
going
out some of the...
Going to jail in and of itself is not useful. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but you are wrong about that, because being in that jail allowed him to accomplish things he otherwise would never have been able to accomplish. Odds are very good that he's probably... Like touching some of those jailers and some of those prisoners in a way that they had never experienced, and helping them post the message of freedom. You know what? You can be as cynical as you want about this, Mark. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. He got more attention probably than he ever would have in a 2-month period. More attention for his business, OTN Productions, ObscuredTruth.com, than he probably ever would have gotten in 2 months of just putting out videos. More coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.